Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Later that day, Jesus left the house and sat down by the lake shore. Such great crowds gathered that he went and took a seat in a boat, while the crowd stood along the shore. He addressed them at length in parables. One day a farmer went out sowing seed. Some of the seed landed on a footpath where birds came up and ate it. Some of the seed fell on rocky ground where there was little soil. This seed sprouted at once since the soil had no depth, but when the sun rose and scorched it, it withered away from its roots. Again, some of the seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. And some of it landed on good soil and yielded a crop 30, 60, even 100 times what was sown. Let those who have ears to hear, hear this. Now listen to the parable of the sower. When people hear the message about the kingdom of God without understanding, the evil one comes along and snatches away what was sown in their hearts. This is the seed sown along the path. Those who receive the seed that fell on rocky ground are the ones who hear the word and at first welcome it with joy. But they have no roots, so they last only for a while. When some setback or persecution comes because of the message, they quickly fall away. Those who receive the message that fell among the thorns are the ones who hear the word, but then worldly anxieties and the lure of wealth choke it off, and the message produces no fruit. But those who receive the seed that fell on rich soil are those who hear the message and understand it. They produce a crop that yields 100 or 60 or 30 times what was sown. The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The good news is that we've turned off the air conditioning so I can hear. The bad news is that I'm wearing an owl and I'm sweating. It's good to see everybody. It's been a while since I've been up here, and hopefully I remember what I'm doing. It's been a long time, even since I've been before a somewhat live audience, so it's, I'm glad that you guys are here. This parable is really, it's got a lot of layers and it's got a lot of depth to it. It's funny, preparing for this last time, I probably got more out of it than I ever did. And one of the things that I tied into it is the grace of God. You know, we hear that saying all the time, but for the grace of God. You know, I remember I had some Irish aunt that used to say, oh, but for the grace of God, you know, and, you know, I'm there, okay, sounds great, but what does it mean? You know, as time has gone by, I've started to, especially recently, within the last couple of years, associate the grace of God with this good fruit, the seed that landed on good soil. Now, people may look at me and say, you don't look like good soil. And I say, well, that may be true. However, that's the thing about grace. Grace is something that God gives us and moves us with. And it has nothing to do with ego, personality, or any of those things. And so, you know, I look a little bit at my own life, and I look at these various places here where the seed is sown on the. Is this echoing a little bit?
It's not echoing. It's feeding back. Just keep talking.
Oh, sure. Okay, because I can shut it off.
No.
I speak loud. I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, don't do that because then the people on Zoom can.
Oh no, we don't want to deprive them either. All right. Anyway, I look at my own life. And why am I here now? You know, why are we here today? You know, there's a million other things we could be doing, yet over a period of time of our lives, and when we think of the ups and downs, the ins and outs, and everything we've experienced, we're still here. We are the good fruit. And we'd say, well, gee, I don't think of myself that way. Well, we are, if you look at this parable. Because there's a lot of people, and myself included, that somewhere along the line, I have fallen into one of these categories, where I have kind of fallen away a little bit because of the, not because of worldly wealth, don't get me wrong there, but because of things that have happened to me, things that have happened along the way. But the good seed, and sometimes the good seed takes a long time to germinate. It'll sit beneath the earth for a long time, and people that, you know, hey, I don't say anything, but you just keep watering and keep taking care of it, and then suddenly it does produce fruit. And I think that's my life, is that it's a seed that sat in the earth for a long period of time. And, you know, I look at some of the things that I encountered in life. I look at the 1970s. What I'm fond of saying is I went out for a pack of cigarettes in 1970 and came back in 1978. It was a long-lost weekend. And that's really how my life was. But yet, I was able to come out of that, you know, with the help of people that were knowledgeable and experienced in helping people like that. And so, you know, that's where one of the places where I remember hearing the term, but for the grace of God, and started to apply it a little bit, because I realized that there's many, many other people that were doing the same things I was doing, and sometimes even less, and they perished. And I'm thinking, you know, I didn't do anything to deserve this. I mean, there's nothing that I did. I just happened to show up at the right place at the right time, listen to what people were telling me, you know, follow up on what they were saying, and one thing led to another, and as the years have gone by, I'm still here. And it's that grace of God. Even recently with the diaconate, you know, being a deacon. First of all, it was the grace of God that got me there, because there's no way I was going to make it on my own. When I reflect on my journey through the 4 years of formation, there was nobody in my class that was taking tests that I was going to make it all the way through. You know, I used to fall asleep and during the presentations, and you know, I was pretty much, I wasn't sure whether this was going to happen for me until the right things happened along the way, where I knew all of a sudden something fired off in my brain and my heart, and I knew I'm supposed to do this. It's the grace of God. And then, you know, after 10 years, I kind of wandered away from the diaconate, and I thought, I'm done. Well, a couple years later, this also speaks to the power of the sacraments, by the way. And I'm speaking mainly of holy orders today, but to show the power of the sacrament, I after a couple of years of being away, I realized one day, the thought kind of came to me, you know, you've been ordained, you should be somewhere serving. And one thing led to another, and here we are, you know, and here I am still. And then recently, I thought about retiring. And in fact, I did for, 2 weeks? Mother Kay and I had it was sort of an exit lunch at the Black Eyed Pea, and so I handed my keys in, and you know, we'll see you, and you know, it's been nice knowing you, and you know, God bless you, and all that. And then I was sitting in it was Pentecost Sunday, and I'm sitting in a church, a Roman Catholic church in Salina, Kansas. And I don't know what happened. All I know is I'm sitting there, and the thought came to me: retiring from Church of the Beloved is the wrong thing to do. You need to get back. It wasn't a voice. It wasn't. But it was just some sort of an inner prompting. And I was sitting there, and I thought, wow. Is that true? And sure enough, one thing led to another. We were at we're doing that wedding for April of Days, thank you. And I was here that day, and afterwards I went into the office with Mother Kay and said, "Can I talk to you?" And she said, "Oh God, what is it now?" So we sat down, and I said, "How do I go about unretiring?" And so she started laughing, you know, which is probably the best thing to do when you're around me. But you know, it's why is that happening? You know, what is it? You know, left to my own druthers, I'd be out there wandering around. But you know, the thought came to me: hey, I'm still healthy. I can still do this. You know, why? There are other people that have to resign from ministry or whatever because of health, because of age, because of whatever. I'm still in pretty good shape for the shape I'm in. And you know, and so it's, where does this come from? You know, why am I still here? Why, you know, why am I sober? You know, why did I become a deacon? Why, you know, why did I not retire? And I bring it all the way back to this. You know, I consider it the grace of God, and I consider it, for whatever reason, apparently, I'm good soil. And, you know, like I say, people will look at me and say, "You don't look like good soil." But yet, here I am. And so I think if we all reflect on our own lives and we look at the journeys we've taken, the ups and the downs, the ins and outs, and you know, there's nobody that goes through life that doesn't take a hit somewhere along the line. And you know, a lot of people, it's more than one. And but yet we're still here, we're still standing, well, sitting right now. But we're here today. And you know, if we think of our spiritual journeys and all the different turns that it's taken, the fact that we're still here today, we found a place that, hey, I can express myself best here. You know, and I think I can worship best here. This is a good fit for me. And I think it's true for people that have been here for a while. Maybe some people that are, you know, have only started coming here recently to realize that, gee, I didn't know there was a place like this. But then again, that's God's grace working through us, bringing us along, and we didn't give up. And we didn't walk away when perhaps there was a form of worship that wasn't so good anymore. It wasn't fulfilling our needs. And so we are that good seed. And so I'm really glad to be amongst other good seeds. And let's hope those seeds continue to grow. And again, it is great to be back here. It's great to see everybody. I wasn't sure if I remembered how to do this, but I just finished. So God bless you.